To the editor. It has become painfully clear that this council has no interest in hearing from the public, or from me, in particular. Despite repeated claims of wanting public input, their actions over the years tell a very different story. This year, in response to the city's invitation for feedback on the 2025 operating budget, I submitted a detailed list of concerns. The couple of responses I eventually received suggested I take those concerns to the Ministry of Municipal Affairs, the City Auditor, the Ombudsman, or the Integrity Commissioner, none of whom have the mandate or authority to address budgetary issues. Following that, I sent a 15-page analysis of the operating budget directly to Council, outlining specific issues that I believed should be addressed in the interest of taxpayers. I received no replies. As far as I can tell, none of the issues raised were even discussed during deliberations. I also spoke at the March 31st council meeting before the approval of the budget, highlighting how the budget violates the Municipal Act with regard to the handling of annual surpluses. I recommended that the budget be sent back to the committee for reconsideration. Despite procedural rules requiring public presentations to be considered before the end of the meeting, no consideration took place, and Council passed the budget by a 7-3 vote without addressing my concerns. Following my presentation, the mayor attempted to defend the city's reserve practices but merely succeeded in illustrating his total lack of understanding of the issue. To the detriment of taxpayers as a whole, the mayor's comments reflect a worrying ignorance of how municipal finances work. Staff and council continue to disregard the requirements of the Municipal Act regarding how operating surpluses must be used. What the mayor doesn't seem to grasp, and what staff may be naively ignoring or deliberately obscuring, is that using reserves to lower the tax levy is not the same as applying actual prior year surpluses. Reducing a budget using reserves and using the actual surplus may appear similar in outcome, but they are not the same. The difference lies in transparency and accountability. Using the actual surplus allows for clear communication with taxpayers. Budgeting with an estimate severs the connection between financial performance and tax decisions. This flawed policy is why taxpayers have paid $51 million more in taxes than were needed to provide services and has increased discretionary reserves to $74 million since 2012. The mayor also indicated that $74 million is not much money. This attitude from an elected official is distressing. Even more concerning is the mayor's boast that council has managed to keep the infrastructure deficit unchanged since 2018, as though this was somehow relevant to the subject. The concept of an infrastructure deficit is a manufactured crisis used to justify inflated capital contributions and unnecessary tax increases. It counts hypothetical future liabilities as today's emergencies, regardless of whether existing infrastructure still meets public needs. It's a tool used to justify tax hikes and hoard reserves for speculative future projects, not to deliver value to taxpayers today. This year's budget increase is 3.74% down from a first request of 5.5%, which was the largest in the city's history, amounting to $6.1 million. Moreover, the reduction from 5.5% and $6.1 million to 3.74% and $4.1 million was achieved not through spending restraint but by using money donated by former taxpayers in previous years. There were no spending cuts. The result is simply a higher spending baseline for next year. The mayor thanked the staff and council for delivering a 3% budget, failing to understand or acknowledge that new growth does not reduce the cost of running the city. Staff has been misleading both the council and the public for years by deducting new growth from the budget increase to make the increases appear smaller. The mayor, who is the taxpayer's representative on the Police Services Board, gave 100% support to a 12.8%, $3.4 million, increase to the police budget, based largely on a community survey where 800 respondents cited a feeling of safety as a top concern. What he failed to mention was that 850 respondents ranked other issues as a higher concern and over 54% of respondents wanted taxes maintained or reduced. Given the numerous studies showing that increased police funding does not reduce crime, and the police chief's own admission that fears about downtown safety are not supported by data. It's baffling that the mayor would base such a significant decision on an unscientific survey. These surveys and public input exercises are little more than publicity tools, carefully designed to manufacture support for administrative priorities, not to guide decisions in the public interest. Residents expect council to exercise sound judgment on their behalf, not governed by selectively interpreted opinion polls. This budget process has made one thing abundantly clear. There is a fundamental lack of understanding of municipal finance at both the council and staff level. Their refusal to engage in open, face-to-face discussion suggests they are either unable, or unwilling, to defend their decisions on the merits. The sad fact is that North Bay taxpayers have no one representing their interests, and the $600 plus thousands we are spending to support a mayor and council is largely wasted money. For months, I've been requesting a meeting with the mayor and senior staff to discuss the city's reserve policy and related concerns. In his 2025 State of the City address, the mayor claimed, "I've made it a point to make sure our doors are open, not just mine, but staff as well, to address concerns that residents may have." This is clearly not the case. Instead of arranging a meeting, the mayor has chosen to defend the city's reserve practices with inadequate public statements during council meetings, conveniently avoiding any forum where those explanations could be challenged with facts. Donald Rennick, CPA, CA, North Bay.